Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighborhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
We take you now to an historic speech by NRA spokesman Wayne LaPierre, which is already in progress.
You know, I want more guns in America. And many people ask how that would have stopped.
Insert latest mass shooting tragedy here.
It is not enough to be armed. We must also always be scared and paranoid, never relaxed, always ready to fire wildly at anything. That is my dream. I have a dream that my children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the content of their character, but by the capacity of their firing clips. I have a dream that one day, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers, all of them armed and ready to start blasting if another kid even looked at them wrong. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be guarded. Every hill and mountain shall have a sniper tower. And every school shall have an armed and bored employee just walking around looking at people. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into one big angry ball of fear. With everyone hopped up on amphetamines. Because sleep is the enemy. And so, let us retreat into the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let us cower in our homes in the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let us stockpile ammunition and canned water in the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Then someday, all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to take aim at each other and walk down the street just pointing at each other like that. Waiting.
Hey, girl. I'm so glad you're here. I didn't think I'd know anyone at this party.
Hey, so good to see you.
How have you been?
Pretty good. You?
Good. Do you need to answer those texts?
Oh, those aren't texts. I have the CNN app, and it notifies me every time there's breaking news.
Aren't you curious to see what the breaking news is?
It's probably just another feud between our president and the NFL.
That's true. Or, like, another apocalyptic hurricane.
Yeah, or, like, nuclear war.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So annoying.
You know, maybe I should just check.
Good idea.
Huh. We were close. NFL uninvited to White House, Trump called Senator McCain poopy pants, thousands evacuated from fire in Southern California, and North Korea says nuclear war with the U.S. is inevitable.
Oh my God, we were so close! Cheers!
Cheers!
I can't believe that's all that happened in the past 2 minutes.
I know, there's usually like so much more. Kind of refreshing. Oh my God, no. Are you serious? Oh my God, no! This is a disaster!
What's the breaking news this time? Oh, sorry. That was just a text from my mom. She says she's coming to stay with me for the week. I am so sorry. I'll send my prayers. You'll get through it.
The following is a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
Hi, I'm Bill Newport.
And I'm Chris White, on behalf of Idiots with Guns.
You know, every time someone gets in the news shooting an unarmed person, the National Rifle Association rises to defend responsible gun owners. But what about the rest of us?
The Second Amendment to the Constitution doesn't just guarantee guns for smart, responsible people. They're for everyone.
We're idiots. And we have the right to defend ourselves.
Now suppose I see a black teenager in a hoodie walking down the street at night. What am I supposed to do? Call the police? Do what they tell me? Let highly trained members of law enforcement handle the situation?
Or let's say I've just had a messy divorce, and now my kids and ex-wife are going to continue their lives without my total control.
Plus, you're drunk.
Plus, I'm drunk. So, I have to go home and kill them.
What else can you do?
Do I have another option?
Probably, but point is, we're too dumb to think of it. That's why guns must be kept safe and legal for exactly the kind of morons who really use them.
So I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can defend my opinion.
And I can shoot you in a homosexual panic.
What?
I'm not gay!
This has been a paid political message from Idiots with Guns.
WBEZ Chicago.
It's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. In our journey with this program, we have covered all sorts of topics that have surely driven you into a black depression, from high schools that had to cancel proms because of too much gang violence, to the hopeless stories of people who are slowly killing themselves with addictions, and just when you think they will persevere, they die. These stories do not make us uncomfortable to report. We actually delight in sharing tales of poverty, murder, and disease. However, there is one topic that makes us all very uncomfortable. Sports. Nancy Updike reports.
Sports. I don't even know what that is.
Nancy, the Webster's Dictionary gives us the definition of sports as a an athletic activity requiring skill or physical prowess and often of a competitive nature.
That sounds absurd to me. Why would anyone compete?
Or be physical. Yes, I understand. However, people do actually do this. Here, maybe noted author and NPR regular Sarah Val can help explain.
Nancy, sports is when we've had Mike Birbiglia tell a story on the program for the past 30 episodes, and it's the same story.
No, Sarah, that's not sports. That's just because we love the soothing, non-threatening tones of Mike Birbiglia, and so we can give ourselves a smug, oh yes, I get it, chuckle to ourselves.
Oh, right, of course. Oh, yes. I know it's sports now. David Sedaris making fun of tourists in Paris.
No, Sarah, that's not sports. That's a charmed life.
Well, then I'm as lost as Nancy.
I know. It's a topic that's too frightening to even digest the concept. Okay, let me try to explain. It's a thing that involves sweat most of the time.
I'm afraid.
So am I. It usually involves a sort of running, and there is a score involved.
Are you sure that's not Mike Birbiglia?
No, it is not.
I thought everything was Mike Birbiglia.
Well, we all do, but it is not.
Then what is it? What is this horrible, horrible thing called sports?
Nancy, remember your NPR voice?
I'm sorry, Ira, but this sports is insanely frightening. I'd rather talk about ethnic genocide.
I know. So would I. Let me try to explain in our terms. We discovered that Mike Daisy did not report the entire truth in this program, The Agony and Ecstasy of Steve Jobs, and we banished him from This American Life. However, if his next show perseveres and does well, he may become a regular guest again.
Like the struggle of impoverished ghettos on the outskirts of Olympic chosen cities.
That's close enough.
I still think it's Mike Birbiglia.
This has been This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Join us next week when we will resume ripping your hearts out and leaving you with a sense of utter hopelessness.
The Final Edition presents What If Donald Trump Were Winston Churchill? We take you to London, 1941.
Donald, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your tea.
Lady Astor, you are a complete loser, and you were not born with a brain. People should ignore you.
Really? That's your best comeback? Look, I say, if you were my husband, I'd put poison in your tea. And you say, if you were my wife, I would...
If you were my wife, I would tell you to leave immediately, because you are not attractive. I pity your whole family.
Okay, let's try another comeback. I say, Donald, you are drunk. Now you say, in the morning, I'll be sober, but...
But it saddens me that you are so pathetic and you are stupid. You see, you cannot match wits with me, Lady Astor.
And indeed, she could not.
Welcome to Self-Righteous Jazzercise, where we tell you when to stand and when to kneel, and there is no jazz. Are you ready to get in shape?
Yeah!
Oh, I can't hear you!
Yeah!
All right, hit it! Kneel! Kneel before God! You hear the music? Stand! Get up! Stand before your God! Come on, you maggots! Kneel! Feel the burn! Feel the goddamn burn of eternal damnation! Aye, get the hell up, you 99%ers! You regular citizens of this oligarchy! Stand before the symbol of your loyalty and oppression! Stand! Now, let's break through the wall! The wall that isn't real, it's just a metaphor, but it's gonna feel good to you! Kneel! Stand! Kneel! Stand! Kneel, motherfuckers! And rest! Woo! Good job, maggots!
All right, okay, all right, settle down. Settle down.
So, doctor, did you get our test results?
Yes, please tell us. What do we have?
Well, I do have the results, and you're dying. All of you are dying.
What?
All of us? Are you sure?
Yes, I double and triple checked the results and even had another medical professional look at them. They're correct. You're all dying.
What's the disease? Is there a cure?
No, there's no cure. The disease is called life.
Oh, so when you say we're dying, you mean like eventually.
That's not real dying.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's the exact same thing. One day, probably not the same day, unless you're all in some sort of freak accident together, each of you will perish. That's the disease of life.
But that's not really a disease.
A disease slowly eats away and deteriorates the body until it kills you, and life does the exact same thing. There's no difference.
Oh, we thought we had like a real medical disease. Come on, everyone. Let's get out of this doctor's office.
No, no, no. This should still matter to you. Everyone isn't going to live forever. So make the most of every day as if you did have a deadly medical disease.
Sorry, Doc, but if you're done, we have to get going.
Yeah, anyone else hungry?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is New Salvadorian place that just opened up. It's usually a long wait, but they have outdoor seating, so when people walk by, they can actually see how cool you are that you got in.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I like that.
I like Guatemalan. Stop. Salvadorian. Yeah.
Didn't you hear what I just said? Small things like looking cool don't matter. One day all of you will be ghosts, so live your life now to the most.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
Can I tweet that?
No! No, you can't tweet that! Stop wasting your time with social media! These small things don't matter!
But my followers!
Who cares? One day each of you will be lying on your deathbed. Do you really think it'll matter how many followers you had or what cool shirt you're wearing?
I knew my shirt didn't look good.
What will matter is what you did with your life. You all are dying. Maybe it'll be in 50 years. Maybe it'll be in 10 minutes. But But until then, you must enjoy life.
Oh my god, was that a threat just now?
No, I'm just saying it's the only real thing that you have.
My doctor, thanks for your advice, but I think we'll be going. There is a Game of Thrones marathon on tonight, and I cannot miss it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same. So, here's our medical insurance, and we'll be on our way.
Oh, your copay doesn't cover this visit. So that'll be $900 each?
Ugh.
Well, okay. I think we'll just be dying now.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by Starbucks. The fragrance.
Introducing Starbucks, the fragrance. Wake up and smell like coffee.
Caution, the fragrance you're about to use will make you extremely hot.
Once in a generation, a movie comes along that defines a generation. Discover the world of alternative reality as two young men set out on the road. They're rejected, they're outnumbered, they're looking for America, and they can't find it anywhere. They're Republicans, or as they like to be known, Trumpers. 754.
Where are you boys head?
We're looking for America, officer.
Oh, well, you can find that almost anywhere. I know there's a lot of Americans in New York City.
New York isn't America.
Are you sure? It's one of the oldest parts of the country.
It's not America.
Okay, well, you know, America started in Massachusetts.
No, it's not America either.
Really? Well, Vermont.
Look, just forget New England altogether.
This summer, get your motor running and head out on the highway with Easy Trumper.
Born to be wild.
So, nowhere on the West Coast, huh?
Nope.
Minnesota?
Most of it, no.
Michigan?
Yeah, that's a tough one. Voted for Trump, but lots of Muslims. Nah.
Well, how about Washington, D.C.? It's actually the capital of America.
No.
Freedom, man. That's what it's all about. Free to immigrate, then hate immigrants. Free to make other people pray the way you want. Free to take away your own healthcare. Free to be part of Russia. Free to roll back progress and roll up the sea levels. Free to choose who gets to be free.
Look, maybe I should try some part of America that, tried to secede from America at some point.
Atlanta?
Huh, well, I read online that Atlanta did win the Super Bowl this year, so yeah. Let's point our power scooters that way.
It's not easy being an easy Trumper.
Welcome to Hannity. I'm Sean Hannity. Joining us live in our newsroom in New York is one of the original four horsemen of the apocalypse, Pestilence. I'm a big fan, and I know our viewers are too. Pestilence, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Sean.
You know, we've been following your work for years. I mean, Ebola is still going strong. Zika is spreading like wildfire in the aftermath of hurricanes. AIDS is killing people at a fantastic rate in Africa. And there's been a massive increase in STDs like gonorrhea and syphilis. I mean, just great work all around.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Business was severely impacted by antibiotics and Obamacare, but we're trying to evolve around that.
Antibiotics and Obamacare must really make your job harder. Job killing Obamacare. We know you and your fellow horsemen have a lot of work to do before Christ can make his big return. What can we do to help?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sean. The best thing would be just get rid of Obamacare and all health insurance completely, once and for all.
I love it!
But we can't stop there, Sean. For God's sake, Don't get your kids vaccinated. Don't wash your hands after using the bathroom. If you're a woman, take that pink pussy hat and march it down to a Zika-ridden tropical area and bed as many sexy brown men as you can.
But wouldn't that race mixing and promiscuity be displeasing to God?
This is about facilitating Christ's return, Sean, not about protecting feminazi whores.
This is why I love your work so much, Pestilence. You spread it like it is!
You know what those husbands can do while they wait for their whores to come home? Eat at Chipotle. E. coli is flourishing there. Remember, this is for the love of God.
Tell me, what's your position on toilet seats?
Sitting? That's my position. Yes, sit on them. Bare ass to bare porcelain. Oh, especially at Chipotle. And remember, don't wash your hands either.
All right, then. You heard it here first, friends. Pestilence is preparing for Christ's return, and we all need to do our part. Get rid of health insurance, get rid of vaccinations, and let your wives be the whores that they are. And eat at Chipotle. Christ's return depends on it. Pestilence, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on, Sean. I'm off to Chipotle.
Enjoy a burrito bowl for me.
Oh, yes, I'll enjoy it. I won't be eating it, but I'll enjoy it. Shut the fuck up, Sean.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rachel Arnold?
Speaking.
Hi, my name's Ashley. I work at a pretty rad influencer marketing agency, and I'm thinking of hiring a girl who used to work for you, Savannah Stevens?
Ah, yes. Savannah interned for me at my craft store last summer.
Amazing. So, what was she like?
Well, she was a very nice young woman, but to be honest, she had some issues self-starting. I always had to tell her what to do.
Okay, but what was she like, you know, as a person?
I'm not sure I understand.
Like, was she cool? Would she compliment your cute outfits and tell you your new hairstyle was everything?
Well, she was pretty friendly.
What about annoying work habits? Did she take a bunch of bad selfies or, like, bring in smelly food that stunk up the fridge?
She brought in donuts every Friday, despite my being a diabetic.
Oh my god, I love donuts! They always make me so fat, but I still love them. Was she good at chilling? Did she know all the cool spots to hit up après work?
I think she went out quite a bit, actually, which would explain why she got nothing done in the office.
I'm really liking the sound of her.
Really?
What about boys? Would she rather date a ninja or a pirate?
I do not know.
If you could guess.
A pirate.
Oh my god, I cannot wait to hire her! Is she more into Taylor Swift or Lorde?
Taylor.
Kylie or Kendall?
Kylie.
Emma or Janine?
I have no idea who those people are.
They work for me in accounting. She'll probably be more into Emma.
Oh, hold on. I have another call.
I'm good. Bye.
Hello?
Hey, this is Jace. I'm a sales manager for a pretty dope hedge fund. We're thinking of hiring a guy who used to work for you, Tyler Nevis.
I had to fire him for ripping off my customers.
He sounds perfect.
Hello, here's your Amazon delivery.
I didn't order anything from Amazon.
You will. You signed up for Amazon Yesterday, the premium service that delivers items before you know you want them. At Amazon Yesterday, we get it to you yesterday, if not sooner.
But I didn't sign up for that.
You will. Eventually, everyone signs up, even though many like yourself won't do it for quite some time.
Quite some time? How long? You know the future? Am I gonna have a long life?
You're not signed up for that service. You would need to purchase the Kindle Future Reader, and you did not. It's pretty expensive, and the monthly fees are ridiculous. You got a lot of other stuff, though.
Like what?
Let's see, you got an iPhone 15, a Nintendo implant chip, an Alexa contraption that plays music, makes dinner, and cleans out your Roto device.
Roto device? What's that?
This item right here. The future's most exotic sex toy.
Really? Looks like a jar of bees.
Those are simulated robotic pleasure bees. And the mason jar is designed to give it an all retro cachet. The masturbatory aids of the future are beyond imagining. It's our number one seller at Amazon yesterday.
Wow, I didn't even know this existed.
It doesn't. Yet. So you can't use any of it until it's invented sometime in the not-too-distant future. The good news is, you don't get billed until then.
So, you're just supposed to put your dick in there with the pleasure bees?
Not yet. You'll be notified when it's properly operable. Not for several years. Understand?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks. I'll, wait for the notification.
Okay, then. Thank you for being a future customer of Amazon yesterday.
Sure, sure. Thanks. Goodbye.
Excuse me, I live in the apartment next door. I heard everything. Are you really from the future?
No. I'm just a guy who thinks it's funny to convince people to stick their dicks in a jar of bees. Gotta go.
Be on the lookout for similar scams. Remember, if someone tells you to stick your dick in a jar of bees for any reason, it's probably a trick. Don't you be next.
Totally worth it.
The Final Edition presents What If Donald Trump Were Socrates? We take you to Greece in the year 408 BCE.
Donald, I pray thee explain, what is wisdom? Is it when we realize how little we understand about life, ourselves, and the world around us?
You are a total lightweight. Only a total lightweight would ask me that question. You are dumb, and you are stupid, and you are a lightweight.
Pray thee, Donald, you don't have to be a dick about it. Why do you sit in the public square begging for attention if you are just going to yell at people?
Listen, I don't have time for you. I have dinner reservations at 2 o'clock and I gotta change my suit.
You're having dinner at 2 o'clock.
And then I'm having another dinner at 5 and I gotta change my suit for that. I am very important and I wear many expensive suits.
And so his students walked away enlightened. You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
This portion of the Final Edition Radio Hour is sponsored by...
Your baby is the most important person in your life, so why not let him know that? With diamonds. At Pre-K Jewelers, we offer a fine selection of high-end bracelets and pendants that are just right for a child in the pre-memory stage. Will he put it in his mouth? Of course. He's a baby. But even if he swallows them, and he will, our indestructible fair trade diamonds will turn up in your son's Huggies within 48 hours. So ask yourself, do you love your baby or not? Because when we love something, we buy it diamonds. Pre-K Jewelers. If you don't buy our jewelry, we'll find some better parents who will.
Dedicated listeners to the Final Edition Radio Hour may have recognized a theme running through our shows the last 3 months or so. That theme is this. At the end of every episode, we will play the classic piece of satire, Deteriorata, in honor of Donald Trump's presidency. We'll play this until he is gone, and our place in the universe is restored. Enjoy.
Go placidly amid the noise and waste, and remember what comfort there may be in owning a piece thereof. Avoid quiet and passive persons, unless you are in need of sleep. Rotate your tires. Speak glowingly of those greater than yourself, and heed well their advice, even though they be turkeys. Know what to kiss, and when. Consider that two wrongs never make a right, but that three do. Wherever possible, put people on hold. Be comforted that in the face of all aridity and disillusionment, and despite the changing fortunes of time, there is always a big future in computer maintenance.
You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here.
Remember the Pueblo. Strive at all times to bend, fold, spindle, and mutilate. Know yourself. If you need help, call the FBI. Exercise caution in your daily affairs, especially with those persons closest to you. That lemon on your left, for instance. Be assured that a walk through the ocean of most souls would scarcely get your feet wet. Fall not in love, therefore. It will stick to your face. Gracefully surrender the things of youth, birds, clean air, tuna, Taiwan, and let not the sands of time get in your lunch. Hire people with hooks. For a good time, call 606-4311. Ask for Ken. Take heart amid the deepening gloom that your dog is finally getting enough cheese, and reflect that whatever misfortune may be your lot, it could only be worse in Milwaukee. You are a fluke of the universe. You have no right to be here. And whether you can hear it or not, the universe is laughing behind your back. Therefore, make peace with your God, whatever you conceive him to be, hairy thunderer or cosmic muffin, with all its hopes, dreams, promises, and urban renewal, the world continues to deteriorate. Give up.
You are a fool of the universe. You have no right to be here. Whether you can hear it or not, you are the first living behind your back.
Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. The voices of the Final Edition Radio Hour are performed by Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Jim Earl, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Keith Saltahanes, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Megan Gallagher, Samantha Gerwitz, Sean Ari Lehair, Jeff Chrysler, James Mount, Barry Lenk, John Marshall, Ebby Parker, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Rachel Rauch, Andrew Danish, Anne Tuchel, Rob Miller, Kayla Merrill, and Leslie Shapira. The writers of the Final Edition, Kit Lively, Bruce Cherry, Jin Dodd, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, John Marshall, Barry Lenk, James Mount, Gil Barron, Ben Kirchner, John Gutierrez, Jessica Park, Kurt Weitzman, Leslie Shapira, Melinda Hughes, Jeremy Rayburn, Steve Rosenfield, and Peter Kleinman. The Final Edition is produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler, West Coast production by Barry Lenk. Audio edited and engineered by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition Radio Hour is the property of the Final Edition LLC, copyright 2014.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.